Blog Talk Radio.
To go into space. Let's see if we can capture some of this, folks. This is Black Noise Radio.
We're looking to stack massive, absolutely colossal amounts of SaaS in this bull market. If so, you should...
Sure, both Dragon and Falcon 9 are ready for liftoff and really keeping an eye on that weather. You're just continuing to get live views of the teams. You've got Falcon 9 and Dragon on your left, and Bob and Doug on the right as they prepare at the Cape for liftoff.
Once we hit T0 and a successful launch occurs, we will watch Falcon 9 and Dragon make their ascent until Falcon 9 and first and second stages separate and send Dragon on its way to the space station.
And once it gets on orbit, mission operators will prepare Dragon for on-orbit operations, where Dragon will execute a series of burns that are going to gradually raise its orbit to align more closely with the International Space Station. You're seeing some of that track in the animation on your... In this case, with the field mills, about 15 minutes, so they have until about 60 minutes and 30 seconds to really make sure that we're going to have enough time for that to dissipate. So we're going to be listening for that weather update in just a couple of minutes, but it is going to be a pretty interesting trip uphill for them once they actually get on orbit.
And a very exciting countdown with 6 minutes to figure out if we are launching today. But targeting back to what we were talking about, next, Dragon will make its approach and actually dock with the space station. This is a very different process from what we've seen with Dragon cargo deliveries in the past, which use a process called berthing. Now, berthing requires a spacecraft to approach the station and then stop so a crew member can maneuver the station's robotic arm to capture the spacecraft. Docking on this version of Dragon can be done autonomously.
Phase 2 cryo-helium low, sir.
Autonomously with no crew aboard the station. It's typically a faster process, both when arriving and leaving, but it does still require pinpoint accuracy to approach safely.
Once captured, a spacecraft then gets attached to a common berthing mechanism, the same type of port that we use to connect each of the modules together on board station. It's a little bit slower process than docking, but the hatches are significantly larger than docking ports, which makes them perfect for bringing up large cargo items.
Dragon will spend up to 120 days docked before preparing to return home. Following successful completion of Dragon's test objectives and cargo loading operations, the crew will close out the cabin, perform final system checks, and configure the vehicle for undocking. Once the automated undocking sequence is complete, Dragon will complete 2 departure burns using its Draco engines, pushing it away from the space station.
And then after Dragon departs the station, it's ready for its trip home. And that'll have deorbit entry and landing and a number of other operations. If you're looking at this animation, it might look like we're playing the one we played originally in reverse, because that's kind of how it goes, but just a little bit quicker. All of the operations following the final departure maneuver will include things like trunk separation, closing that nose cone again, executing a deorbit burn, and once they're inside the atmosphere, deploying drogue and then main parachutes, and then finally splashing down off the Florida coast, at which teams will move in, get Bob and Doug up out of the water, and get them out of the capsule once they're on the boat. So we have 4 minutes now until we get that next expected weather update. Let's go down now to the team at Kennedy. Murray?
All right, thanks, Dan. If you're just joining us, we are now T-minus 23 minutes and 48 seconds from the first launch of astronauts to the International Space Station from U.S. soil in 9 years. We're going to find out in less than 4 minutes if the weather looks good for that. And this will mark the beginning of a new era where more people will be able to fly to space than ever before. In fact, we took a poll a little bit earlier to ask you if you had the opportunity to fly to space, would you go? And 86% of those of you watching answered that you would go to space.
That's an incredible number. I think, you know, realizing that you don't have to be a military astronaut or a NASA astronaut to fly in space. You can be a regular civilian, you know, just a regular person going up to space on a SpaceX-type rocket. So I think that's why the numbers are so high.
Yeah, and we are really thrilled to see all the folks watching along online. I know we certainly hope that that this is a go, but we're going to hear a little bit of a weather update in less than 3 minutes now. And Leland, you know, I know they're waiting for a weather update, and they've come, you know, almost all the way down the count. What do you think Bob and Doug are thinking about right now?
You know, we on SCS-129, we were having some weather problems, and I think we were getting close to the countdown, and then it seemed like the sky just cleared up right above our heads. We saw it, and we knew where we were going. And, you know, we always know that, you know, you can have any types of delays, fuel prop delays, all kinds of things that can happen, but we've trained over and over and over again for these types of scenarios. And so, you know, we want to be safe. We want to be safe for our families, and we'll, you know, do this another day if it doesn't work with the weather.
I love that John I always says weather. It's that thing that everybody talks about, but no one can do anything about it.
I know.
And it is this interesting thing of just, you know, coming to the Mother Earth. She's going to tell us if we can go or not today.
Right.
Well, if it happens, I mean, look at it this way. Bob and Doug got one really great rehearsal in, right?
It's always best to practice and practice and practice, yes.
So, again, we're less than 2 minutes now from that weather update that is going to go directly to Bob and Doug, and we will quiet down so we can listen in for that, because I know we can't wait to find out what that is. And those of you watching that have been following along, we are eagerly awaiting to hear whether the weather is going to be a showstopper today.
Clouds can seem really deceiving at times, right? You see the blue skies peeking through and you think everything's fine, but you just don't know.
Absolutely.
So we have those launch weather officers.
Absolutely. And I know, you know, we've talked about it before, but it's not just the weather in Florida that they're looking at. They've got to look at weather downrange. If they were to have an abort in flight and they needed to come down somewhere in the ocean, they need to consider what the weather's like out there, because recovery teams have to go out and get them in a situation like that. So there's so many variables, and that's why not just with this flight, but, you know, with every human space flight we've had in the past, there's always a very good chance of a scrug because you do have so much criteria that you have to meet. And we're going to listen in now. We're just seconds away from the weather update.
Stage 2, RP1 load complete.
Liquid oxygen you see venting off the rocket. That's completely normal and expected. We're standing by for a weather update.
Unless you can give us another 10 minutes, I don't think we're going to get there with any of the rules today.
I mean, give you 10 minutes.
I mean, another 10 minutes past T0. So 1645 local, I think we'll probably be clear on all the rules, but not quite going to make it for this.
Okay, we're going to check back in about 2 minutes, and then I'll call it up at about 17 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, there's some of them are starting to count down, but we still have one above 2,000. So if that gets below,
and that didn't sound great right right there. That was the weather net going out, but we're still standing by for a final decision. We're going to continue to listen in for an update, but in the meantime, we're going to go over to John Innsbrucker at SpaceX headquarters in California. John?
And Dragon, SpaceX on weather. We're still
T-minus 18 minutes and counting.
LD is,
we are still red on weather.
Expect an update from LD.
We're waiting in about another minute for one final check with weather. We're going to check at T-minus 17 minutes, possibly. We don't really expect that things will have improved. The weather officer was not optimistic that the weather would clear up that rapidly. We did hear the launch director, Mike Taylor, joke that, you know, if we could move 10 more minutes past the T-0, weather conditions may improve, but Mike was not able to do that. We have an instantaneous window today. So at 17 minutes, we want to make that call because shortly after that, we will begin loading liquid oxygen onto the second stage. So if we're not going to have the opportunity to launch, we're going to run out of that. Standby.
Continue to violate a couple different weather rules that we now do not expect to clear in time to allow for a launch today. We're going to end today's launch attempt. Launch control. We're going to end the launch auto sequence and proceed into the launch port auto sequence, please.
Launch board has started. And Dragon SpaceX, unfortunately, we are not going to launch today. You are go for 5.100 launch scrub.
5.100, it was a good effort by the team, and we understand, and we'll meet you there.
Copy all.
We've heard the call from the crew. They have been informed. Launch director Mike Taylor has called a scrub for the day, and we got the feedback when the Dragon team informed Bob and Doug. They said we gave it a good try, but they understand, and we are here to try another day. So right now we did officially hold the clock. It looks like a T-minus 16 minutes, 54 seconds. The launch automatic sequence that controls the Falcon 9, the loading of propellants, the cycling of valves, that is also stopped. We now proceed into what is a normal scrub sequence for us. We practice this every launch. So now we move into safely taking the propellants, the pressurization gases back off the first and second stages. If things get into a safe configuration, then we will disarm the escape system on Dragon, and we'll bring the crew access arm back around the spacecraft. So right now, we got down to just inside 17 minutes. The hardware was working very well on both Dragon and spacecraft. We had the fuel loading going on. We had liquid oxygen loading going on. Everything was second stage. And the weather just needed a little bit more time to clear the condition. We didn't have that time because we had an instantaneous window. And so with that, SpaceX launch director had to call upon the input from weather. Per the safety rules that we have for this flight. So right now the team is undergoing the post-scrub operations on both Dragon as well as Falcon 9, working with the range. No issues being reported right now as we start to go through that sequence. Everything looks good. And Dan, we had a good webcast going here until the very end, so you know, we'll look at it as now we've had another great dry rehearsal. Last Saturday we did a dry one, I should say, and today we've done a wet dress rehearsal. But sorry, we just couldn't get there, Dan.
Yeah, thanks, John. And obviously we can't control the weather. We came right down to the wire there, hoping we could just squeeze in between those cloud systems to get a launch today, but it wasn't to be. But It doesn't mean this we're done. We're going to have another attempt coming up in just 3 days. So we're going to be doing this all over again, essentially, on Saturday, on the 30th. And that launch attempt is going to be coming at 3:22 p.m. Eastern time. So a little bit earlier in the day. It's going to look largely the same to everything that we saw today, with the crew waking up, going through suit up, making their way to the pad. So it's going to, we're going to feel a lot of deja vu, I think, on Saturday.
Yep. But still exciting. Safety is always first. So if weather was not there for us today, hopefully Saturday it will be there for us, and we will have a safe launch on Saturday.
Yeah, the initial weather report still had us at about, I think, a 40% possibility of violation. So weather a little bit better, but we're still going to be kind of rolling the dice. It is Florida in the spring and summer, so storms are always a possibility. One of the good things, though, the vehicle appeared to be in great health throughout the day, both Dragon and Falcon 9, so we didn't have to scrub for any technical issue. We're going to continue and follow along with Bob and Doug until they're out of that capsule, as, again, they had started loading fuel onto the Falcon 9 rocket, so they'll have to wait until all that fuel comes off. They'll disarm the launch escape system, which still stays armed because they're still sitting on a partially loaded rocket, and then once they're able to disarm that launch escape system, the crew arm will swing back out. They'll make their way once again back the way they came, and then they'll be back to crew quarters for Bob and Doug for a few more days. But if you're just now tuning in, wondering why we're not still counting down, we did have a launch scrub today. We were just a little under 16 minutes.
Launch and fuel flow rates are nominal for offload. Expecting about a 40-minute offload time.
So that call out the locks, the liquid oxygen fuel pumping out of the first stage of the Falcon 9, everything looking good with that. Expecting about 40 minutes for all that fuel to come off. So again, once that fuel comes off, Bob and Doug will be able to disarm the launch escape system. That crew access arm will swing back out. They'll be able to make their way back down and then over to crew quarters. So unfortunate scrub today because of weather. That was the one thing we were tracking from the moment we started today. I'm watching Bob and Doug get suited up for their launch. We did abort today's launch or scrub today's launch with a little under 17 minutes to go until our T0 time, which was 4:33. So that's going to move us to our next attempt, which is coming up on Saturday, and that time is going to be 3:22 p.m. Eastern time, so a little bit earlier in the day for Bob and Doug and for everybody else watching around the world. They're still going to have a 19-hour flight to station if that's when we launch, and a lot of the stuff that we saw today is going to look very similar, but we're just going to have to try again, cross our fingers, hope for a little bit better weather the next time.
And again, this goes with every launch. We do track everything all the way down to T0 to make sure that everything is go, making sure that the range is go, weather is go. So this is standard procedure. We always...
All right, folks.
...tend to make sure that we have a backup day, launch day, in case we do have scrubs like today. So this is pretty normal and standard, nothing to be worried about. Again, we do this for the safety of our vehicles, as well as today we had astronauts on our vehicle. So even bigger reason for us to make sure that we have safe weather for them to fly.
And just a reminder for everyone still tuned in, it takes about 40 minutes for all of this propellant to come off of the Falcon 9. And while it is offloading that launch escape system on Dragon, which is designed to pull the capsule away if there's any issue with the rocket or anything on the pad, that is still armed. So we're going to continue to stay with this until all the propellant's off, and then we'll see the launch escape system get disarmed. Bob and Doug will be able to open up their visors again. The launch, the crew access arm will swing back out and link up with Dragon, and they'll make their way off and then down the tower at the pad. But if you're just now tuning in, no launch today. We did have to scrub because of weather. We're going to be moving to our second attempt on Saturday, just a little bit earlier in the afternoon. Just going to continue to stand by as this propellant comes off. We heard a call that everything was going nominally or as expected so far. And then once all the propellant's off, we should see Bob and Doug make their way out of Dragon shortly after.
And what you're seeing on your screen is a live view of Bob and Doug on the right side inside of Dragon as they're waiting for propellant to be removed from the vehicle so that it is safe for them to disarm the launch escape system. And this will take a bit of time, so we are going to stay live with you to watch this as they exit the vehicle eventually and come down from standing down on launch today.
Up until the point of the scrub, we had a really clean countdown. Weren't tracking any issues with Falcon 9 or the Dragon spacecraft, so always a good thing to see. We did have to scrub because of that weather. To be a little bit more specific, we were still in violation of one of the weather criteria. It was the strength of electric fields in the atmosphere that the 45th Space Wing and other weather operators are monitoring around the launch pad. And that's one of those rules where we need a certain amount of time if we're in a violation.
Uploads are nominal, roughly 50% on stage one LOX and fuel, 85% on stage two fuel.
So the propellant offload on Falcon 9 continuing to go well. But we needed a little bit more time if we were going to be able to clear that launch weather constraint. And since we do have an instantaneous launch window today, we weren't able to make it. So we hope for better weather coming up on Saturday, where, again, our next launch attempt is going to be at 3:22 p.m. Eastern time, and we'll be able to go through everything. I mean, we saw them get suited up. They had a great ride out to the pad. All of their initial checks on both the suits with pressure checks and communication checks went well. Able to get the Dragon hatch closed, the launch escape system arm, and Falcon 9 started its fueling, just not able to make a good weather window today.
And as Joe and I said earlier, it was just another great rehearsal today. I don't think you can get enough practice doing this. So when Saturday comes, or when the day that we can actually launch.
All right, folks. Obviously, they're not going to take off today. We'll try to connect with them on Saturday and see if we can get in space. That's just how it goes. Amazing that my mind went into the and the digital precision. What if, just what if, the whole COVID-19 response from the White House had been based on the type of precision these guys use at NASA and SpaceX to send men into space, or people, humans into space, men and women? What if? Thought it was fascinating thought process. But it is, as you know, what it is.
Tell me, is it pretty? He's out of sight. Is he good as all the girls say on any night? Can he afford to pay my way? You damn right. And you should be ashamed if you don't know his name. Is it pretty? He's out of sight. Is he good as all the girls say on any night? Can he afford to pay my way? You damn right. And you should be ashamed if you don't know his name. Than mine, but they coming down. I work like a slave for rich, turn all day, play for rich, swim shore to shore for rich, go out like a whore for rich, cause when I'm down, I'm down. When some you want me round, we had our thing, now we're done. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Black Noise Radio.